بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس. وقال تعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable brothers, friends in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamul Nabiyeen, the seal of prophets, Afdalul Bashar, the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chosen amongst the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this was not only a title and a privilege to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we have to go through the history, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam earned his stripes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a personality who worked towards this privilege and this honor, that truly he was worthy of it if we study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us the best of Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a role model, uswatun hasana, the perfect and the best of role models for all facets and all times, irrespective of the era a person may be living in from now till Qiyamah. There is no better example than the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every phase of life, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was met with challenges, with difficulties. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a personality who not only commanded the armies, but he was a leader who fought next to his soldiers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam endured, went through difficulties to the extent or beyond that of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. There is none of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can claim that he has been through difficulties more than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَقَدْ أُذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُوذَى أَحَدٍ, that I've been through such tests and tribulations for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no soul has ever endured such difficulties. So if on the day of Qiyamah we bring our difficulties in front of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will mean nothing in face of the challenges of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In all of the challenges and difficulties Nabi sallam went through, even on the battlefield, wasn't for territory, personal gain. It wasn't driven by any self-motive. Rather, it was for the deen of Islam to reach every one of us. So this kalima shahada could be recited by me and you. So we could be the reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that 30 days had passed. Wama li wali bilal طعام يأكله ذو كبد illa shay'un yuwarihi ibtu bilal. A time had passed in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sam says, myself and Bilal radiallahu anhu did not have sufficient food for any living soul to survive on. There would be so little provisions that if Bilal radiallahu anhu tucked it underneath his arm, you wouldn't have seen he's hiding something. So little for both of us to survive on. Yet in the Battle of Badr, 70 camels are available for transporting Sahaba radiallahu anhum to the outskirts of Medina Tayyiba to go to Badr. And we know when we go to Badr from Medina Munawwara that it's a journey, number one. And number two, if it is hot, especially the heat of Hijaz, Medina Tayyiba, then we've got the AC on to travel a short distance. Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he divides the army of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And each amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would be divided, sometimes two, sometimes three, and at times four Sahaba radiallahu anhum to share the ride of one camel to Badr. Ali radiallahu anhu, Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu are together. They would share a ride to Badr. And together with them was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each one of them would have a ride equal distance to Badr. But before embarking on the journey, these two Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ali and Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhum, come and they express to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their love, concern and worry. They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you ride the camel from here to Badr. We will walk the entire journey. Out of love and concern, they expressed some worry, concern for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells these two Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ma antuma bi aqwa minni. O my Sahaba, the two of you physically are no more stronger than me. Physically, you are no more stronger than me. Wa ma ana bi aghna anil ajri minkum. And I am no more independent of thawab and ajr and reward in the court of Allah. You want to earn reward, I also want to earn the reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will have an equal ride to Badr. It's your turn Ali, then it's your turn Abu Lubaba, and then it's my turn. And I, although being khatabun nabiyyin, afdalul bashar, I will also walk just as you are walking. Now that's the difference between a boss and a leader. A boss holds the title, but the leader holds the hearts of people in his hands. For which Sahaba radiallahu anhum had this deep, intense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Battle of Badr, every amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was a very impromptu preparation, announcement. Whoever was available had to make himself ready for the battle, whoever heard about the announcement. And whichever Sahabi was on the outskirts, unaware of what's happening, transpiring, he was excused. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very impromptu, told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we're going to Badr. The greatest story we know about, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes and focus was on the caravan. It would have been a walk in a park to overcome that caravan of goods. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the situation and a walk in a park became a training field for Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That was supposed to be so easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the tarbiyah and the iman, nurturing, consolidating that firm iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu, everyone, whoever knows about it, wants to participate. Two Sahaba, Sa'd ibn Khaythama, father and son. Sa'd is the son, father Khaythama. Both want to participate in Badr. Now why both of them want to participate? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced so many accolades for the people of Badr. That la yadukhulun nar man shahida badran. The participant of Badr will never enter Jahannam. If you participated in Badr, you won't enter into Jahannam. Jibreel alayhi salam comes he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا تَعُدُّونَ أَهْلَ بَدْرٍ فِيكُمْ? That what's that level, category, status of the participants of Badr among Sahaba radiallahu anhu? How do you rank, grade the participants of Badr? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The choices and the best of Sahaba are the Badri Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam responds by saying, كَذَانِكَ مَنْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even amongst the angels we've got ranks. That angel which was deputed and asked to Badr, he's the best of angels. 46 amongst the 313 famously narrated names of participants of Badr. 313. But 46 are recorded, documented in Sahih al-Bukhari. Experience of the pious. Whenever there was a person found himself at crossroads, difficulties, down and out, then he would recite those 46 names of Sahaba who participated in Badr and make dua, and Allah would accept the dua on the sacrifices of those Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Such was the acceptance of the sacrifice of the participants of Badr that the person who takes the name and makes dua, his dua is accepted. The dua of the person who takes the name. So Sa'd ibn Khaythama, father and son, both want to participate in Badr. So the father comes up to the son and he says, Ya Bunay, O my son, Athirni al-yawm. You know, I'm your father, you are the son. Today you're going to give preference to me. Whatever I say goes. And I am participating in Badr and you will stay behind at home and look after the female, the other dependents. So Sa'd, the son, responds and he says, Ya Abati, O my most beloved father, لَوْ كَانَ غَيْرَ الْجَنَّةِ فَعَلْتُ. If the price was besides Jannah, I would have definitely agreed to it. But not in this situation. Oh my father, I am going to go. Son is saying, oh my son, I am the father. You would stay and I'm going. And this continued the squabble between father and son. Eventually, they said, okay, let's draw lots. Whoever's name comes out, he will go. So they are happy for it. So they draw lots. The name of the son, Sa'd, comes out. Father is heartbroken. He says, my son, your name came out, but still allow me. He says, no, I have to go out. He goes out in the battle of Badr and he becomes shaheed. For Sahaba radiallahu anhum, shahada and martyrdom was not a loss. It was an honor and a gain. Today we hear about martyrdom and we say, shame. Yet for the person who becomes a shaheed, that's the happiest moment of his life. I mean, there were so many reasons of me meeting Allah. Imagine me meeting Allah with the robe of shahada. To see Allah, I'm a shaheed. I'm happy to meet you. Instead of you taking my life, Ya Allah, I present it. There's my life. Take it. I've given it for your path. That should be the mentality of every Muslim. Especially when we see what's happening in the globe at present. We should be believers that want to present our lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu is living in the battle of Badr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Medina Tayyibah, stops at a station and a point, and now he scans the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Anyone who's underage, sift them out. Back in the days, the youngsters wanted to give their lives for Allah. Today we have to make tashkeel who wants to sacrifice for the deen of Allah. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas says, I saw my brother, Umair, he's hiding behind me. Umair, what's happening? Come stand one side. He says, no, Nabi Sam will see me. Perhaps he'll send me back. He says, Umair, why? He says, wana uhibbul khuruj. You want to go out? I also want to go out. You want to become a shaheed? I also want to become a shaheed. Nabi Sam spots him. Umair. Then one said, Umair, you cannot participate. Eventually, Nabi Sam cross-examined him, asked him a few questions. No, okay, you qualify, you can participate. You just cross the line, we'll allow you.
So Umayr radiallahu anhu goes out and he becomes a shaheed in the battle of Badr. Young Sahabi, ready to give his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the battle of Badr were ready. And every battle, in the battle of Uhud, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many points of sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qatada radiallahu anhu was one Sahabi. In the heat of exchange of arrows, he puts his face in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to stretch his eyes to see what's happening on the enemy lines. How do I strategize? How do I move the armies? What do I do? So as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to see, Qatada radiallahu anhu is very worried. Perhaps a stray arrow can injure Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moves his face, he moves his face in that direction. He says, Ya Rasulullah, say, I'll take the bullet for you. And this wasn't a talk. This was sincerely he's saying it. He's actually putting his bare face in front, not holding a shield in front. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to see. Allow him to see. But my face will take the blow. A stray arrow comes, hits Qatada radiallahu anhu on his eye. His eyeball pops out of the socket. He holds it in his hand. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, eye has come out. No theater, no anesthetic. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qatada, I can make dua. Allah give you patience, sabr, and you'll be granted Jannah. Or if you want, I can put it back into its place. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I fought next to you. I've given my face and my eye for Allah. Inshallah, Jannah is there with your du'as, with the sacrifice. I need to see my wife. I love her. I miss her. Please put it back. Nabi Sam takes his Mubarak saliva. He puts it onto the eyeball of Qatada radiallahu anhu. And he places it back into his socket. Qatada radiallahu anhu years later says, that was the stronger and dominant eye from the two. Due to the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I had extra strength on that eye, which was sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone from his progeny, later on was traveling, and he went to Umar Thani, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, a pious Khalifa of the Islamic empires. So he went to visit him. Umar Thani asked him, who are you? So instead of giving his name, then he sang out a few couplets. And he says, my introduction, that the progeny prides himself. He says, أَنَبْنُ الَّذِي سَالَتْ عَلَى الْخَدِّ عَيْنُهُ فَرُدَّتْ بِكَفِّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَحْسَنَ الرَّدِّ فَعَادَتْ كَمَا كَانَتْ لِأَوَّلِ أَمْرِهَا فَيَا حُسْنُ مَا عَيْنُ وَيَا حُسْنُ مَا خَدُّ. He says, I'm from the progeny of that Sahabi whose eyeball was flowing down his cheek, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replaced it and put it back into his socket. And how beautiful was that eye, and how beautiful was the cheek that was sacrificed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar Thani says, I am so happy and elated to meet you. And he blessed him with royal gifts. He says, if you from that bloodline, if you from that progeny, you deserve to be spoiled. And he spoiled him. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, intense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Question we ask, is my love reduced to slogans or just durood sharif? Or am I really walking the talk when I say I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was injured on a few occasions. What we famously know about was the two iron rings that were lodged into the Mubarak cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam also tripped in one of the holes that were dug by the kuffar, and other experiences of injury. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was those rings that were lodged into his Mubarak cheek. When this had happened, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he comes and he's there to remove it. Abu Bakr says, hold on, Abu Ubaidah, this is not for you. This is my responsibility, I will take out those rings. Abu Ubaidah says, I came before you and I will take it out. So he says, why I'm asking you not to do it? I want you to minimize the pain on the cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, leave that to me, I know what to do. So he says, I don't want you to pull it out and I don't want you to force it out. He says, I know what needs to be done. Abu Ubaidah takes his teeth and he bites onto an iron ring to try to get it into two pieces so it can easily come out without inflicting further injury and pain. And in the interim, one tooth falls down. There's another ring still left. Abu Bakr says, me now, my turn. He says, no. I will do the next one. I was successful in the first. And then he goes for the second, and a second front tooth falls for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhu says, after that Abu Ubaidah looked more beautiful due to the teeth he sacrificed for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we will do implants to look better. Sahabi says, I gave it for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I looked better. My beauty increased. As long as we adorn, we live the life of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahi our beauty will increase. If Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greatest creation of Allah, the most beautiful of the creation of Allah, definitely there's beauty in every of his sunnah, every of the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every one of us the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the battle of Uhud, there was a moment of separation. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were helter-skelter due to a sudden attack. They're looking for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They cannot find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that moment, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the distance sees Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, I wish the person next to him is none other than Talha. I wish Talha is there. Why? Because Uhud was known as Yawm Talha, the day of Talha. The person who was ready to sacrifice his everything for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, by the time I reached, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Talha radiallahu anhu are separated. And I come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I look at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, little dazed. And the first question he asks me, Abu Bakr, where's Talha? Check on Talha. I see, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallam's worry is Talha. And I go to Talha, I'm looking for Talha, I come to him. When I see Talha, how are you? He says, how's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Both of them are worried about each other. But if we have to be worried about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be worried about us on the day of Qiyamah. If today we are worried of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the books of the pious, there are different categories of pious. We know of generally awliya, you will get abdal, certain people know about the incidents of the abdal. There are different levels of asfiya, atqiya, etc. But one of the salient qualities of the abdal, Allama Suyuti rahimullah explains. And he says that that person who 25 times to a bare minimum cries for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that is a sign amongst the very special servants from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to a bare minimum, inshallah, from today we crying for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, worry and concern for the ummah. And Alim explains very beautifully, and he says that if a person, perhaps he's got gangrene or he's got some infection and they need to amputate and cut, then they would take something, maybe in the old days, they would take a pin or a needle and they will poke on the first cell of the finger. If you poke and the person is still laughing at you, there's no life on that cell. So the doctor will poke a little bit below that. If he pokes and you're still smiling at him, he says there's no life. And if he has to poke on the third one and you say, ah, you say, okay, there is life here. We need to decide where we are going to amputate and cut. So the alim explains very beautifully. He says, when the prick was on the first and there was no ah, it's dead. When there was a prick on the second and there was no ah, it was dead. When the prick was on the third and the person said ah, there was life. So the sign of life was ah. And when the difficulties of the ummah of Nabi Sam reached me and hit my heart, if there's no ah, perhaps that spot of the heart is dead. Until that ah in tahajjud does not come out, perhaps that part of the heart needs CPR. That needs to be revived. That needs to be refreshed now. That I am part of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why am I not crying for the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If we are seeing, hearing, witnessing what's happening to the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Gaza today, and this cannot roll a tear down the cheek, what will roll a tear down our cheek? Wallahi brothers, if we have to speak to some people, as recently there was a doctor who was a neurologist, many people heard of that doctor that was around and the programs that he had, but he's saying in a function, he's saying, brothers, please excuse me for not eating. Why? Since the day I returned from Gaza, I cannot eat. There's no hawat, there's no enjoyment in food. I'm eating to survive. I can't eat after operating on the people I operated. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through all of these difficulties and he cried for the ummah. We've seen the difficulties of the ummah today. It's time that we take our time and we cried. Wallahi, every one of us have that love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We all have it. We're part of the ummah. It's not possible that we're sitting in the Jummah and we don't have it. That extent of love is variable. Everyone has a different amount of love, but everyone has. Don't look at the man next to you and judge his love. None of us have a gauge to see that love. Some of us may wear it on the outer. Some may be carrying it inner. You don't know whose is stronger. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give you that answer. But be as it may, that has to be increased. We have to be increasing our love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The more we learn the seerah, we read the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your love automatically will increase for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's natural, it has to increase. One more incident, the Battle of Trench, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, as Sahaba radiallahu anhum are digging the trench, he's also digging the trench. Sahaba radiallahu anhum show that they've got a belly, a stone tied to their belly. Nabi Sam says, I also got, not one, I've got three. Oh my Sahaba, you sacrifice, I'm also sacrificing. I'm equal in this, I'm next to you, I'm with you in these difficulties. And then Nabi Sam strikes a boulder, because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were unable to break it. And as he's striking the boulder, three sparks come out on the three strikes of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Samsi says, I see the treasures of Yemen, I see the treasures of Sham, and I see the treasures of Persia. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, we're suffering to defend ourselves, we're building and digging a trench. Nabi Samsi is talking about other treasures. What treasures are those? But perhaps it is the blood of some that will bless us with the success of tomorrow. So the blood that is being spilled today in Gaza is not in vain. Tomorrow when we see the future, then realize it was their blood that was accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their sacrifices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq that I be a means of that success of the ummah inshaAllah. In whichever way I can make a difference, I need to be making a difference. The Allah of Badr is the Allah of today. Yes, the Sahaba of Badr are not the men of today. But the same Allah is still there. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhu implored Allah, they cried, they petitioned Allah, and Allah sent the angels to help the people of Badr. Allah today can send those angels also. Allah can send. We have to have yaqeen that my Allah is with me. Allah has not abandoned me. How many people are in this confusion? Walana, you know, my iman is really in limbo. I'm fighting, battling myself. Like, my iman is genuine. Is Allah true? Allah forgive with what's happening. It's time that we make an effort on our iman, rejuvenate, consolidate our iman and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties, the sufferings of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase our love that we all have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a sign of that is that we cry for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one step we can take today is today I will take out a book of seerah that I have in my shelf and keep it on my bedside. Today I will take out, if I don't have, I will purchase a book on the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as of today, there will be even one page, but I will read that one page, because on the day of Qiyamah, I need a drink from the Hawdhi Kawthar, from the blessed hand of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana.